Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 145. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Having a great night.
Fantastic night.
Splendid night.
That is right.
Splendid tea.
Splenda. Splendid. Yeah, it's been a great
night.
Still
got the chills.
Do you?
I do. In a good way.
Yeah. Our listeners
they'll
will
find
have
out
to wait.
Next Wednesday.
That's right, yeah. A little surprise coming their way, right?
Quite an episode.
Yeah. Yes.
It was awesome to our in our
one.
Opinion.
Yeah. I think we needed that.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. I know I did, personally. But I
concur.
But I think as a podcast, I think it's something we needed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had the right person on. The listeners will find out next Wednesday. So.
Cliffhanger.
Stay tuned.
Can't hold on.
Stay tuned next
longer.
Wednesday.
Same creepy channel.
Ooh, and it'll be the April 3rd episode. The first one in April.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That's right.
Crazy. Crazy how that works. March and April. yeah, it is a good night, splendid night, and fantastic night. So, guess what?
What?
We have a sponsorship to
mention.
That's
awesome.
How about that?
That's a good feeling.
That
gives
the first one.
More tingles, right?
He's got tingles and cold shivers and goosebumps. And
got the fire down below.
All right. Let's
go. Oh, sorry. That's a song, right?
Let's settle down a little
it
bit.
It is.
We have a sponsor. Yes, I already said that, didn't I? It is Manscaped. I hope listeners have heard of them. If they haven't, they have now. This is the Lawnmower 5.0. So, hey, fellas, quick heads up from the grooming front lines. Shaving your jewels doesn't have to be a risky business anymore. Thanks to our friends at Manscaped and their Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, you can forget about nicking your bits. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe, so that you can trim with confidence. And we all need confidence, right?
When we're
shaving.
Shaving your bits, yeah.
Yeah. fancy a stress-free shave and some savings? Well, head on over to manscaped.com and snag 20% off plus free shipping with our promo code CREEPED20. That is CREEPED20. CREEPED.
That's right. That sounds like us.
And with Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises. How about that?
I love it.
So heck yeah.
Our first first sponsorship. So hopefully it goes further. If not,
heck yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, but, it's trial by fire, right?
Trial by fire, yeah. So this is, though, by the way, the fifth generation trimmer, and it features two interchangeable next generation skin safe blade heads. That's pretty impressive.
Which means there was a first, second, third, fourth generation.
Right? That's right. That's right.
That begs that question, right?
Hence the Lawnmower 5.0.
5.0.
See what I'm saying, Sean? Nate, you get that?
Oh, yeah.
And we know every dude gets the heebie-jeebies when it's time for a close shave down under, especially when using the wrong tools. That's precisely why Manscaped is my go-to for those delicate spots. Ooh.
You felt that, huh?
Yes, that's right. So go to manscaped.com. CREEPED20 is the discount code. Get 20% off plus free shipping.
I like it.
There you go. That is our sponsor of the show.
Go get you some, right?
Go get you some. What are we going to talk about? Oh, we have a COSO.
Oh, my gosh. You got it all mixed up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
Well, I'm cross-eyed right now. I'm not looking at the sheet right.
That's all right. I'll forgive you.
I've got my phone, my sheet over here.
Normally, I'm the one to make the mistake, so I'm kind of a little giddy about
that.
That's
true.
No,
I'm just going.
So our COSO is Mosaic Minds podcast. Is a new podcast hosted by Nick, Jason, and Crystal. It's a podcast that has three different points of view on pop culture, sports, and life in general. So give them a listen, subscribe, and if you enjoy their podcast, make sure you give them a 5-star rating and a positive review.
So real quick, Jason, one of the co-hosts, his son, Harrison, and Elijah, my boy, they've played basketball together through the Plainfield Junior League.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've been on probably 4 or 5 of the same teams. I think Elijah's played in 7 leagues. And I think they've been on the same team almost every year. So that's how I know Jason. And he was telling me that, this is a few months ago. They're like, yeah, he's like, we're getting closer to starting my own podcast. I'm like, that's awesome. And he said, I got two friends. We're going to do it. And it's going to be just kind of they're going to just talk about whatever topics, you know, life in general, sports, entertainment, and all that good stuff. Yeah. So Sweet. Yeah, they just started it, I don't know, a month ago. It's really good.
Oh, wow. It's brand new.
Yeah, and Crystal, she has, from what I remember on the last episode or two episodes ago, 77 or 78 tattoos.
Whoa. She now, got you beat.
Yeah, but you think she's like covered face, neck. That's not how she is. It's, you know, obviously areas that we wouldn't be able to see other than her husband, but like she's got them on her fingers, hands. So, you know, she's
so
probably
you're 31 is Bush League now.
Bush League. Mm-hmm. Amateur. Amateur hour. No, but
step it up.
That's right. But no, Jason's a great guy. And then Nick, and I was actually on their show. I was interviewed Sunday, and he said it would drop a week from this Tuesday. So what would next Tuesday be, the 2nd?
April 2nd, yeah.
Yeah, so check it out, Mosaic Minds. They're on Instagram, Facebook, and they are on YouTube because they do video. Uh-huh. So they're not just audio. So it's a fun podcast.
We get to look at your mug then? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
That's right. I would have dropped you on April 1st, honestly. April Fool's.
Hey, wait a minute.
Sucker.
I resemble that remark. I think I was insulted, Nate. Or, mm-hmm. Or yeah, Nate.
Yeah, that is.
Well, that's
name.
Not what I meant to do at all.
Good it's getting
Lord.
Late.
Good Lord.
It's getting late.
Oh,
brain shutting down.
Yeah, it was fun, though. So go check them out. Yeah, give them a good review. So they had a guy on real quick. Their first, I think it was their first interview. They had a guy. He was a tire changer for multiple NASCAR teams.
Oh, that's cool.
He's been on a team that's won the Brickyard like three times, mm-hmm. Daytona. Very interesting. Now he's retired and he owns, he sells boats.
Sweet.
And so, yeah. And so he was fun. He was really had some good. Yeah. But he's worked with Tony Stewart, Jimmy Johnson, like big teams. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then they had me. So it kind of went downhill a little bit.
Anyway, all about standards.
Right? That's right. Well, that's the COSO. Thank you, Sean, for that.
Yes.
And now tell the listeners what we're going to talk about.
This is Nate's pick. We are going to talk about Bile Manor.
Bile.
Bile. Manor. Not the kind of bile you think.
Mansion earlier.
B-I-H-L, but still sounds like the fluid in the body, right?
That's not good.
I don't have a written out foundation, but I can tell you that it is in Fremont, Ohio. It is a manor / mansion, and it has a pretty interesting history that we'll go over.
Mind your manor.
Mano. It is, it's creepy.
Yeah, it is. And that's why it's on the show.
That's right.
What did you, who? What you
brought,
said?
Yeah, led you to this?
Before we recorded, you said it looked like something. I'm trying to think what you said.
It sort of looks like Whispers Estate.
Whispers. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Whispers. Yep. 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 We know Whispers, don't we?
Yep. Sure do.
We know Whispers.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah. So, how did you come across this, Nate?
Again, my very in-depth,
intricate
searching
way of-
and. Research.
Yeah.
I typed in real haunted houses.
Whoa. How'd you come up with that?
yeah, it popped up.
Close to Indiana. <That's>, this is yeah. our next door neighbor, yeah. right?
Haunted places.
This is not far.
Yeah. It.
No, it's not.
Painstaking. Yeah. A lot of research.
go ahead and put this on the list.
I will. I already did.
Did you?
I already did.
Yeah. It'll be another place we don't go to. So who wants to start? Anybody have something on the Bile Manor?
Well, I know it was built by Mr. Bile. All
right. Wow.
He was the original
builder. You don't say.
He was the original builder. But he did not. It's not like there was some kind of a creep. He was a, what was it, a music store owner and had his own jewelry store. And so he built this manor and he owned it until 1922. And in 22, it was sold to the Wolfs. And the Wolfs had it, and then they're the ones that started having like some weird occurrences happen. Mr. Wolf he was in a car accident and like died. He died slowly. It sounded like for over a couple of years, he just like his health started failing and, he died in that home. And then, I'm trying to think of their names. Dang it. I had them written down somewhere. It was, Jack and Diane, no. But they, she started having failing health and she died in like 66. So they, had a string of bad luck, it sounded like, and it was empty for a couple years. And the, They bought it to be a home for forgotten children, basically the mentally handicapped. You know, what do they call them? Lost or forgotten children? But basically, you know, one, they're abandoned children, and it's really sad. It made me think of Amy. You know how you talk about Amy's always, you know, big with disabilities and the.
Well, she married me.
You know, exactly right.
I get a lot of practice.
But that's what back in the because it ran that way from like 1970-ish to 1995. And then I think it was empty for a while again until it was, it's now owned by a guy that, you know, he said that it is so crowded with spirits that he doesn't really feel comfortable staying there, but they were asking him like, is it dark energies? Is it negative? And he's like, no, it's just
unsettling.
It's unsettling. And he said that if he felt it was demonic or really like dark in nature, that he wouldn't even stay there and he wouldn't allow people to be in there. So he doesn't feel that. Some people do. Some people think that it is like there's a lot of heaviness to it and there's a lot of evil there, but he does not believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess there's been a handful of deaths confirmed at the home. As you were saying, Clarence and Daisy Wolf.
There it is, Clarence and Daisy. Jack and Diane, you know, yeah, same thing.
They both passed away, and historians make mention that a boy, they believe a boy either committed suicide or had an accidental death at the house. And there was viewings and funerals held in the house also.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of death inside the walls.
Yeah. They say that each floor has its own haunting, it seems like. It says the basement is where the bitter and scratcher tend to hang out. Now, and that's something.
The biters, yeah.
The biter.
The biters.
Oh, this says bitter. The biter and scratcher. It says bitter, but okay, biter. That makes sense. It has bitten.
He's a bitter biter.
Yeah, he's a bitter biter. And he's a pitter patter. No. yeah, it actually put bitter. Okay, gotcha. Mm. The biter and scratcher tend to hang out. It says it has bitten four men now and scratched four ladies. It says a lot of REM pod activity happens in Great Estes Method happens here.
Hmm.
Cool. So go check out the basement.
That's where
bit.
That's where
scratch.
People think.
That's where I'll go.
That's where they think like demonic activity is happening. But they say that's where, you know, especially children that have mental disabilities or say, you know, they're unable to speak very well. The way they're going to get your attention is they're going to bite you. They're going to pull hair. Or they're going to, you know, do. That's how they get your attention. So that's what they think, that these are young spirits that are. And that apparently that happens a lot down in the basement. So.
Well, and we've talked about that. Like I don't know, it was not too long ago, but one of the episodes, the whoever in the article was saying like that doesn't always mean like when you get bit or
yeah, it's
you know,
just how they can get attention.
How else are they going to get your attention? They can't talk. They can't go up to you and go, hey, you know. So they have to do everything they can to whatever they can. Sometimes it's not pleasant, but that's how they get their attention or your attention.
Just like a little kid.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can't talk, so bite your leg
or bit your leg.
Bitter your leg.
Yum yum.
On the first floor, you hear a lot of voices. And in Daisy's room, there you can have about any piece of equipment work, as far as I'm assuming paranormal investigation equipment.
Yeah.
Then also there's a rocking chair that's known to have stuff thrown off of it.
Nice.
And many voices of a man and children are heard on the first floor. And you can also hear walking around and loud slams.
Loud slams. This sounds like it's very active, very...
Seems like it.
A lot of demonstrative action, you know, like with the slams and the... Yeah, and then you got the physical part. Definitely, yeah, and voices. So it's nothing subtle, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be definitely hair-raising, being in there. And, you know, it's like if it's just like us.
Yeah.
And then you start... hearing other voices.
That would be I see where we're going with this thing.
Good for you.
Hello?
Hello? Well, and then it said, yeah, the rocking chair having stuff thrown off. I'd be like, okay, that's...
I get your attention.
That would get your attention.
The I watched several videos and different, paranormal groups. One of them was the Blood Moon Paranormal. And they talked about... So they had been kind of wary about coming to this place. Mm. And one reason is one of the leads in this, he said that he had a dream, and it was of a manor or a mansion, this haunted house, and he they were in this stream, they're planning to go to it. And he said in it that he goes with all his friends and the investigators, and he systematically murders all of them in this dream slash nightmare
and
he
it
had.
Happened?
And it did not that I know of, but he so said far. There was just, when he woke up, he was like, I don't think we should go to this place. Like there's a bad energy there. And they still went. And, but all the videos and all the paranormal groups that I watched, one of them was like, they were the, what were they called? Hauntings of Ohio, and they did like this abandoned portion of it. So they left all their equipment in, left everything going, and they left. They picked up all this like weird stuff. Nobody's in there. And I mean, they talked to you like, hey, if anybody's here, you know, let us know you're here. We've got this in this room and that there and whatever, you know. And so, have at it. And so they did this abandoned investigation. Then they came in and interacted and to see kind of what their findings were. And every single one of these groups had like, you know, off the chart findings, whether it was EMF or, you know, the what is the little stick figure one that I can't ever remember what that was called. But that, you know, where they're like picking up stuff, and there is a viewing mirror or whatever there that they somebody has set up, and they said that a lot of shadow people see. And then there is you know, they were making mention in one of these when they were trying the mirror. They said, if you see a ghost in the mirror, that ghost is not being reflected through the mirror. That ghost, that is the reflection of the ghost, and the ghost is next to you. Like, oh gosh, I hadn't thought of that. You know, so
right.
That was super creepy. But there's like some people are having a lot of activity in this home, especially. And the guy that owns it now, he said he was going over all these different things that had happened to him, and seeing, he sees a lot of erratic behavior, like little shadow figures or things that he can't explain out of the corner of his eye, and they're moving very like weird. And he said, I mean, to him or to a lot, what a lot of people were saying is it's like childlike. You know, playfulness or hide and seek, or, you know, kind of getting your attention that way.
Yeah, they say on the second floors where shadow figures are known to run the halls and peek around corners.
So. That would just give you the heebie-jeebies, truly.
So I don't forget, SLS camera is for the stick.
That's it. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and a lot of investigators do that. I've seen videos where, I'm not just talking about this one, but they leave their equipment, especially if they want EVPs. So, just put their equipment in certain rooms and then let it go for 2 or 3, 4 hours, and they come back and they're amazed at all the activity. Yeah. It's kind of a smart way to do it, you know?
It is. I mean, it makes, you know, I thought the actually ended up watching, you know, a lot of that, and it's really interesting to see.
Right. Well, I agree.
Also on the second floor, there's a feeling, a very heavy feeling while walking around up there. Again, you can hear voices. There's also a man that has been seen looking out one of the windows. And on the stairway going upstairs, there is a boy that is seen on the landing every so often with red hair.
Oh, I don't like him already. No, I'm kidding. I don't trust him. No, this place has some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to go there. What, I can't remember what part of Ohio.
What? Fremont.
Fremont. Uh-huh. Yeah. I wonder where that's at. Fremont. I never. Most of the time I try to look it up, but I did not look this up. So I wonder, like, kind of. I wonder where it's. If it's near, you know, is it northern Ohio? Is it Cincinnati area? You know, that type of. Found this interesting. So they have a Facebook page, the Haunted Bile Manor. Check this out. So, Nate, you said it reminds you of what?
Whispers Estate. It's a little south and east of Toledo.
Of Toledo, yeah. Oh, it's up there.
So, yeah.
In between Toledo and Cleveland, it looks like.
Yeah. Holy Toledo. So, you said, you said it reminds me of Whispers Estate. Well, check this out. On the Facebook page, Haunted Bile Manor, they have people that when they investigate or they visit, they have a book where you can sign in as, you know, that you visited and if you had any experiences or what you thought about the place. So this is just one day ago. It said, Bile Manor says, it was great having Kimberly and Rich Ballard, the owner of the amazing and super haunted Whisperer's Estate.
Oh, wow.
Coming here to investigate the bile. Looks like the spirits liked him and were active. And it says, if you guys are looking for another place to investigate, check out the Whisperer's Estate. Okay, gives their link. So here's what they wrote in the... I can kind of, it's in it's not the greatest handwriting, but it said we had a flashlight. I'm sorry, we had flashlight activity, very loud noises in the attic. Sound like looks like paper plates, paper something rattled and bunched together. Said this is such an intriguing place. We can't wait to return and get better acquainted with the spirits of the Bile. Says awesome experience, very cool place. We investigated until 3 a.m. So the owners of Whispers Estate checked out the Bile. Thought that was kind of cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah. here's another one. And this was 3 days ago. Says, thank you once again for opening up your beautiful house to us. This was our fourth time visiting. Not a lot of activity this time, which was shocking, but to be expected from time to time. Did have some hits on the K2 meter, tripwire, and the good old cat balls. We'll let you know what we caught after reviewing everything. Looking forward to our fifth visit in the near future. So they have, yeah, it's kind of cool that they post these, the you know, what the, when people, whether they investigate or just visit, what they found and what their experience was. So very cool. Yeah, so check out the Haunted Bile Manor on Facebook. Kind of a neat page because they have a lot of posts. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, oh,
that's, yeah, I was just looking over it while you're reading it.
Yeah, so might be something to check out.
And then also the attic is an active spot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The attic has been the area where the same redheaded boy has been seen. Kids' laughter has been heard, and heavy moving of feet shuffling can be heard in the attic.
Huh. Feet shuffling.
So I wonder, since they reference that a boy had committed suicide or had an accidental death there, I wonder if that's obviously
linked to that
boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah, this I love this place.
Yeah, I like this.
Very cool. Yeah. We'll check it out and we can write down.
Put it on the real list.
It is the real list. Is that what you're doing right now? It's what, 5 hours and 20 minutes away, something like that?
Yeah, something a little like over that, five. Yeah.
Five and some change.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
That's right.
And a drive. Yeah, I want to check
our
this place out.
Ohio.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
This one seems like it's not going to disappoint. Again, it doesn't mean it's a guarantee, but it sounds like it's got a lot, and it seems like, you know, these Facebook, like, you'll see them. You saw them, Sean, like one after mm-hmm. another, just a day ago, 2 days, 3 days. They're like, yeah, this place has got all kinds. I mean, there's one I didn't want to read because it's like eight paragraphs long. But I'm like, wow. So there's something's going on there. Got a lot of activity.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we'll check out the Bile.
That's right. sounds kind of gross, honestly. But maybe they need to change it to something else. <You don't laughs> How about the Wolf Manor?
well, you know, and then you got the bitter and the
bitter biter.
Say bitter. I'm like, wait. Oh, boy. The bitter and the scratcher. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you guys have on the Bile?
Nope.
No?
Not.
It's a solid on the list, though. That's for sure.
What do you mean the real list?
What do you mean?
No, I know what you mean.
The real one that
we possibly
could go.
You know how many all these are actual?
Yeah,
possible.
I mean,
I know.
Though I'd love to go to like Transylvania and all that kind of stuff and see stuff over there, I just don't see that.
Don't break my heart. Don't break my heart over there, man.
Hey, I had us booked for June 1st.
But
I didn't know that. I guess we're going.
Transylvania and Kentucky. It's right down in Lexington. Okay. Transylvania University.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alton's another one. Alton is another one that we
Alton, Illinois, we talked
only
about.
2 hours away, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Alton Schmalton. Good grief.
You're not mine.
Anyway. Oh, that was good. That was a good topic. I'm glad Nate came across that in his
infinite wisdom of creepiness. His,
spooky stuff. That's what I do. Haunted houses. Oh, look what came up.
Hey, check that out.
Yeah. How do you end this, Nate? What do you got for us?
Well, with all this picking on me, I'm feeling a little bile creeping up in my throat. Ooh, no. So I'm going to have to say that's a wrap.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard. Let's go. Like Billy Madison. Well, thanks, Nate, for that.
Yeah.
Does he need like a medication or something?
Probably. A little GERD medicine. Yeah.
Tums.
Wow. Fast acting and acting.
Wait a minute. That's
that's all.
That's a different.
I know. Sorry.
That's all my foot fungus.
Exactly. I know. I'm sorry. Like,
what are you trying to tell me?
All the medical like marketing just like went off of my head all at once.
Yeah, I was like fast plop, acting plop,
fizz. Not, oh, what a relief it is. Sorry.
Yeah. Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer, baby. Yeah.
Thank you, Nate. And of course, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle Age Mini 145 and our discussion on the Bile Mansion. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.
Bile.